This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Yeah. When I first met the Lord, He told me that He would take care of me, never to worry, but trust in Him, and He would supply my needs. And as I look back, I can say just what David said. Oh, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. He has provided. He has provided. He has provided everything I need. Oh, yeah. He has provided. He has provided. He has provided everything I need. Oh, yeah. He has been faithful. Every day, walking right by my side. He is my shepherd, leading me to the way that leads to life. Yea, though I walk through the valley, I won't be afraid. No, no, no. His promise is that He will be with me always. He has provided. He has provided. He has provided everything I need. He has provided. He has provided. He has provided everything I need. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, 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 oh. He has provided. He has provided. He has provided everything. Everything I need.
888-221-8990. That's the number to call to make your pledge of support to WCNO this afternoon. 888-221-8990. Toll free.
Sure don't feel alone. And I remember you as a child, running around free. You would play through the day into nighttime till you could not see. Come home, come home. The night has fallen, but the lights are on. Come home, come home. The night has fallen, and it won't be long till I turn my head and you'll be grown. I stood in the dark by the window, looking for your light. I sleep better knowing everybody's home and everybody's alright. Yeah, it's just one of those things that happens when you care so much. And you pray to keep from worrying, then you worry you ain't praying enough. Come home, come home. The night has fallen, but the lights are on. Come home, oh, come home. The night has fallen, and it won't be long till I turn my head, yeah, and look around and you'll be gone. Everybody gone before us from this family. Oh, but God, the good, good Father watches those he calls his own. And one day, when we're through growing, he's gonna call us home. And he'll say, come home, come home. The night has fallen, but the lights are on. Come home, come home. The night has fallen. It's been so long since we've all been together. Gonna be here forever.
I look, and to the cross I cling. Of its suffering I do drink, of its work I do sing. On it my Savior, both bruised and crushed, that God is love and God is just. At the cross you beckon me, you draw me gently to my knees, and I am lost for words, so lost in love. Surrender.
Friends, we were very grateful and thankful to all of you for calling and giving here today at WCNO during our prayer and praise time. I tell you what, it makes a big difference when the calls are coming in and the pledges are being made. What an encouragement it is to all of us here at WCNO Radio. Well, Bernice from Miami Gardens had sent along a gift the other day, and she had also sent along a little slip, and it just simply said Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And I think you probably already know what that is. Many of you do. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. And then what does it say?
In all your ways, acknowledge him.
And he will make your path straight. Well, friends, we're going to, you know, every time, you know, we've said this many times, maybe we haven't said it on the air, but every time we think we have something that we understand about raising funds and getting things done, we're reminded that we don't know anything about it
at all,
you know. And when we start trusting in our own understanding, when we start trusting in our own wisdom and knowledge, well, when it comes to raising funds, I tell you this, you're sure to fail. And so we have to rely upon the Lord. We're trusting in the Lord. And this is what it says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Well, we're trusting in the Lord today. And we're asking that those of you that are out there today that can give, to give. You know, here we are. We're in the middle of the lunch hour. And we are looking forward to hearing from you. Maybe you've given before in the past, but you haven't given in a while. Maybe you've never given to WCNO before. We want to encourage you to pick up that phone and call and make that pledge of support at 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100 or toll free 1-888-221-8990. That's 1-888-221-8990. And with your gift of support, we encourage you know that, Gerald, you kind of made me lose my track there.
Well, I can give them the phone number. When all else fails, we give them the phone number. 221-1100 is the local number, and the toll-free number is 888-221-8990.
There you go. All right. Well, anyway, I was talking about this scripture that we're not going to lean on our own understanding, but we're going to trust the Lord today. Well, listen, we're going to get back to some music, give you a chance to call. The phone lines are open. And, of course, you can go to our website at WCNO.com and make that pledge there as well. Thank you. All right, well, friends, those phone lines are open, and we're very grateful and thankful for the folks calling. Listen to this. We're at $91,411 and counting. Remember, today, tomorrow, and Friday are the last days of prayer and praise. We hope that you'll call. We have a long way to go. We're not even quite way home, and we're over halfway done with our time. Our time is over halfway taken care of. We've already used over half our time, but we haven't yet reached the halfway mark with our fundraising. And so, friends, we're asking you to go to the phone today, make that pledge, and let us hear from you. Especially if you've been a long-time listener to this station and you have given in the past and you haven't renewed that pledge, please pick up that phone and call and renew your support today. We're depending upon it. And if you've never given before to WCNO Radio, we're going to ask you to join us as a partner in ministry. You know, Gerald, I was back there doing some paperwork, processing some of the receipts and things. We've had a lot of new givers giving, and that's a wonderful thing to have all of our giving coming in and seeing that we have a lot of new givers. That means new people listening to the station. That's a wonderful thing. But we really do like to hear from our friends that have been around for a while, some of our old friends. You know, there's no friend like an old friend. Well, there's no friend like a friend that's been a friend for a while. Maybe I should put it that way. But around here, of course, we're all old friends. We're all old. But friends, we do trust that you will go to the phone and call and make that pledge. We certainly need that during the lunch hour today. You know, every day we feed ourselves and we take nourishment in, and we hope that the station is nourishing you in the spirit.
Right.
That it's encouraging you, that it's blessing you, that maybe you learned something along the way that maybe you didn't learn anywhere else, that the Word of God was opened up to you, and that the light of the Word was able to shine into your life through Christian radio at some time here recently. And if so, why not join us as a partner in ministry and let us know that we can count on you and your giving of support to keep this radio station on the air. The lines are open at 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And toll free, 1-888-221-8990. Please pick up the phone, call, and make that pledge of support today. And you know, I was sharing with you that verse of scripture. We found it over there in the book of Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. You ever read the Psalms and the Proverbs? You know, that's some good stuff that you find there in the Proverbs.
Yes, I have a little book that I received many, many years ago from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Crusade that we attended up in Tennessee, at Knoxville, Tennessee. And it's called Words of Wisdom. And it had five psalms and one proverb for each day to read.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone through that many different times, reading those five psalms and one proverb. And so I probably have read more often, you know, those, the Psalms and Proverbs, because of that little book.
Mm-hmm.
And the words of wisdom that Solomon wrote there in the book of Proverbs.
Well, you know how many Proverbs there are?
31.
31. And that's one a day for a month.
Right.
And if you read a proverb a day, you'll have all the Proverbs read in a month.
Right. And there's 150 Psalms. So five Psalms a day, that's 30 days in the month.
Well, it's a good thing to read, and because there's a lot of good instruction in there. And let your love be faithful and never leave you. Bind them around your neck and write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. Oh my goodness, what a promise.
Right.
Let me read that again.
Prosperity.
Honor the Lord with your wealth,
mm-hmm.
with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a great promise of God. And friends, you know, if we honor the Lord in our giving, and if the Lord is speaking to you today about making a gift, whatever amount it might be, you know, any amount. I won't even venture to give a dollar amount, but whatever the Lord is saying to you today, if you'll be faithful in stepping out and doing what God says for you to do, the Word of God gives you the promise, not me.
That's right.
Not Gerald, not those of us here at the station, but God's Word promises us that if we honor the Lord with our wealth, if we honor the Lord with our giving, if we honor the Lord with the things that we do, you've heard Gerald say this, I've said it, you will, if you're in the church for any time at all, you will have already heard this, or you will soon hear it again, and that is, you can't outgive right. God. When you sow it into the kingdom work, it comes back to you many, many fold. If you take a handful of sunflower seeds and plant them along the fence in your backyard, well, when those sunflowers grow up and they die and they produce the seed, you'll end up with hundreds of sunflower seeds, I guarantee you. You really will. If you take just a few kernels of